trying to bring across to the readers today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Because in this passage, Paul is talking about something called the Day of the Lord. Now, in our passage, it's referred to as the Lord's return or as Christ's return, but if you look, there's a footnote down there that says the Greek text for this says the Day of the Lord. And the Day of the Lord in Scripture appears in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it's something, it's a sudden and an almost unexpected or unanticipated event that happens, and for many it's a scary, frightful thing. In the Old Testament, the Day of the Lord, the Lord's return, is a day that the Jews believed would happen someday in the future, when the Lord would come down and bring judgment to the earth. And they hoped that it would be a day where the wicked would receive condemnation, they would receive their just rewards, and the righteous would be delivered. We read about this in the book of Joel, especially. Joel is only three chapters long, but it's all over that book. In the New Testament writers, through the power of the Holy Spirit, connected this Day of the Lord with the anticipated return of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us that he's going to return someday, that he will come back, and on this day, again, judgment would come. And this is reflected for us in the Creed. Jesus, he will come again to judge the living and the dead. The return of Christ, the Day of the Lord. In the Augsburg Confession, which is one of the foundational writings for Lutheran theology and thought, comes to us 500 years ago at the dawn of the Reformation, the writers of the Augsburg Confession say this about the Day of the Lord, that we confess that Christ will appear at the consummation, that is, the end of the world, that he will raise up all the dead and will give eternal life and eternal joys to the godly, but condemnation to the ungodly. It's the Day of the Lord. And it sounds awfully scary. Judgment sounds scary. We don't want to be in a place where we feel like we're being judged. It's a scary thing. And Paul and Jesus describe this event in the same way, that this event, this Day of the Lord, the return of Christ, would come like a thief in the night. Something that you're not necessarily prepared for. Come almost just secretly. Just come like a thief in the night, unexpected. And Paul says that those living in safety and security will think they are safe and secure, but destruction will suddenly strike. In this passage, Paul mentions people who say to themselves, I'm at peace and I'm secure, or I have safety and I have security. And for Paul in this passage, those people are people who find their safety and they find their security in the things that are everyday things in this world. Things that we see in this world that are even gifts of God, but they're things that people have, instead of giving their trust to the God who gave them to us, put their trust in the things themselves. They're temporary, they're transitory, they will not last, they're not eternal. And so Paul says that these people who put their safety and security in these things of the world, they're people who live in darkness. They're blind. They can't see what God has truly done for them. They can't see the eternal Lord who is there for them. They don't see the one they truly should put their trust in. Those living in darkness are those who live apart from faith in Jesus. And those who live apart from faith in Jesus are those who find their safety and security in the things of this world and not from the Lord. We are tempted to put trust into a lot of stuff. In fact, this is the heart of the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. This is the first commandment. Luther would say, if we could obey this commandment, we wouldn't have need for anything else. We wouldn't even need Jesus. But we are constantly putting our trust and faith, our safety, our security, in things apart from the Lord. And the world is going to tempt us to find safety and security in everything temporary and not in the one who is eternal. And the problem is that a lot of the things we want to find our safety and security in are awfully good things. In fact, they're gifts of God. We want to put our safety, our security in things like the government, in our own freedom, our country. We want to put it in family. We want to place it in friends, in relationships. All these things, they are good and great gifts that God has blessed us with. But they are not what truly make us safe and secure. They are temporary things. They are not eternal. Having these things, even having them in complete abundance, does not mean we are safe and secure. That only lies with our Lord Jesus Christ. True safety and security is not measured in the same way it is measured in this world. So Paul tells his readers, and he tells us, that as we live in this world, which is full of darkness and full of evils and full of the trappings of this world, to stay awake, stay sober. And Paul's language here is really directed and meant to say, stay aware. Stay alert to what the world, the devil, your own sinful flesh is trying to do to you, which is to pull your trust away from the Lord and put it somewhere else. Stay aware and alert. Keep yourself ready because there is a day coming when our Lord Jesus will return and the day of the Lord will be upon us. So Paul says, take your faith, take your love for the Lord Jesus Christ and wear it like a breastplate, a piece of armor upon you so that you can be protected. Take the promises of the Lord, the promise of salvation that he has given to you and wear it like a helmet so that you can be protected against all the temptations of this world. Be ready, Paul says. The day of the Lord, the return of Christ can sound like awfully scary things to stand in judgment. But Paul gives this passage to the Thessalonians. He gives it to us as an encouragement. And we should read this and be encouraged. In fact, he ends the passage by saying, therefore, encourage one another with these words. Use them to build each other up as you wait for the day of the Lord to return. And the reason this word is an encouragement to us is that because you do not walk in darkness. You, as a person who believes in Jesus, live in the light, not in darkness. You, as a person of faith in Jesus who died for you, as Paul always reminds us, you as a person of faith, when that day of judgment comes, will not be judged by what you have done, but rather by what Christ has done for you. And you, as a person of faith in Christ, you are not destined for punishment, but for salvation when Christ returns. Therefore, stay awake, stay sober, stay aware. Encourage one another with these words. Build one another up with these words as the day of the Lord draws near. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, it is so easy to be lulled by the safety and security that this world would offer, whether it's in our money, Lord, or the government, our own house, our family, our relationships. We thank you for these good things that you have blessed us with, but help us, O Lord, to remember that they are temporary things, but that our faith in you is eternal. Help us, O Lord, to stay awake, to be ready, but also to know that we are safe and secure in your arms when that day does finally come. Encourage us by these words. Help us to build each other up, and help us also to be driven to bring others into the peace and security that only comes from Jesus Christ. We pray this in your name. Amen. Would you please stand with me now as we confess our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed?